Okay, so have you ever felt like things at work just don't quite click? You know, like your natural style doesn't fit the mold.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been there.
Right. So today we're going to try to look at work styles through a different lens, zodiac signs.
Oh, interesting.
I know, I know. Before you totally write me off, hear
Yeah,
me out.
okay. I'm listening.
Okay, cool. So we found this article, and it's called Zodiac Signs and Workplace Productivity. And the subtitle is Zodiac Signs at the Office: Who's Working and Who's Slacking?
This
So,
sounds fun.
yeah, it's definitely a fun take on it. But it got me thinking, you know, there might be something to these archetypes.
Yeah, you know, when you think about those classic stereotypes like the driven workaholic or the free-spirited creative type, there's often a grain of truth to those, right?
Totally. And this article plays with those ideas in the context of, you know, which signs are supposedly more productive.
I see.
Full disclosure, I read my horoscope, but
Yeah.
like, I don't live my life by it. But I have to say, some of the descriptions in this article were so spot on, at least for the few signs we're going to talk about today.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay, so they start with Capricorn.
Okay, the goat.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. And they call Capricorn the quintessential cardinal earth sign, which might sound like astro jargon.
Yeah, a little bit.
But basically, it means Capricorns are grounded and practical, you know?
Down to earth.
Yeah. And also natural initiators. Like they take charge and get things going.
Makes sense.
So the article talks about how Capricorns are often ambitious and disciplined. And that in the workplace, this translates to them setting really high standards for themselves.
I can see that.
And maybe even, you know, working late to reach those goals. They even call them worker bees.
Oh, wow. So does that mean they're the most productive?
Well, that's where I get a little skeptical. You know, if we're talking about being productive, isn't labeling someone a worker bee kind of counterproductive?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like, are we setting them up to just power through everything, which could lead to burnout? Right, because, you know, productivity isn't just about individual effort. It's about the whole team.
That's a good point.
Like, if you know you have those Capricorn tendencies, maybe recognize that strength and try to delegate tasks. Trust your team, you know?
Yeah.
Use those leadership skills to guide others effectively.
So it's more about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so moving on, what about a totally different sign?
Okay, sure.
Let's talk about Gemini.
The twins.
Yes. So Geminis are an air sign, known for being adaptable and quick-witted.
Okay.
They're the ultimate multitaskers, like juggling a million projects and ideas at once. And they might not always stick to a rigid schedule. Right,
Interesting.
which I can actually see being more productive in today's world.
Yeah.
You know, where things change so fast.
That's a good point, being able to adapt quickly. That's huge.
Totally. And the article even mentions Geminis thriving in environments where things are constantly changing.
I see.
So for them, it's not about like sticking to a rigid plan. It's more about being flexible and embracing new challenges.
So they're good with chaos.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for all the Geminis out there, maybe the takeaway is to really lean into that adaptability. You know,
Yeah.
find a role that requires quick thinking and just embrace a more fluid work style.
I like that. Okay, so we've talked about earth and air signs. Do
Yes.
you have time for one more?
Yes, definitely. Let's look at Libra,
Okay.
another cardinal sign, but this time an air sign.
Interesting. So they have that same initiative as Capricorns.
Right, exactly. But they express it differently. Libras are all about balance and harmony, especially in their relationships.
I can see that.
So I'm thinking in a work setting, that probably translates to being like the ultimate team player.
Yes, spot on. The article actually calls Libras diplomats.
Oh, okay.
Like they can smooth over conflicts and create a really positive work environment.
Yeah, they're the peacemakers.
Exactly. And they're productive by fostering collaboration and making sure everyone feels heard and valued.
Which is so important. A team that works well together can get so much more done.
Absolutely. So, you know, maybe if you're a Libra, you can think about taking on that mediator role.
Yeah.
Help the team stay aligned and motivated.
I love that. So it's not about saying this sign is good at work. It's more about here's how this sign can contribute to a productive environment.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, it reminds us that everyone brings something different to the table. Now,
Different
I know we
model.
only talked about a few signs,
Right.
but the article goes into detail about all 12.
Yeah, we'll put a link to it in the show notes so you can see what it says about your sign.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun to see what they say. But even if you're not into astrology, I think the takeaway here is to think about your own work style.
Yeah, what works for you?
What are your strengths?
Yeah.
What are your challenges? And how can you use all of that to work smarter and happier?
And maybe even a little more productively.
Exactly.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Zodiac and work styles.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you next time.
See you then.